As far as the basic issue of Balochistan is concerned, I would like to make it clear as a Baloch that Balochistan struggle is not for 1973 constitution, neither for provincial autonomy. Balochistan was a free state. It was occupied by Pakistan on 27th March 1948. Baloch have started defending motherland on the same day as Prince Abdul Karim, the brother of Khan of Kalak, goes on mountains against the Pakistani occupation in Balochistan, and the struggle for the freedom of Balochistan is continued today. I don't want to repeat the injustice of Pakistan and the historical struggle of Baloch nation after every decade. I would like to say something the current situation of occupied Balochistan. The genociding of Baloch nation, which was started on 27th March 1948, is continued with its power in all walks of life. The native of Balochistan have been changed into strangers in their own homeland. We are being asked for NIC in front of our homes. We are being treated like animals. Today, in Balochistan, more than 8,000 people are missing, in which children and females are also missing. Baloch politicians are being picked up every day, in which Zakir Majid, Mujib Baloch, Yahya Baloch, Sami Baloch, Sangat Sana, Dr. Deen Muhammad Baloch, Jaleel Riki, Mama Nasir, Iqbal Baloch, and thousands others are missing and being tortured in different torture cells, like the notorious Kuli camp. My own father, Wise Kambal, who was picked up by agencies and kept for 14 months in Kuli camp and was badly tortured that he lost his eyesight, and today he is still in jail. Baloch leaders are being picked up and killed by Pakistani agencies like Khwaja Ghulam Ahmad, Lala Munir, Sher Muhammad, and Rasul Bakhsh Mingal, whom were killed and thrown in jungles. Three Baloch shepherds were burnt in Dera Bukti, firing on peaceful rallies like in Tumb and Turbat, in which Altaf Baloch and Mukhtar Baloch were killed, and a lot of injuries, in which a female, Shehnaz Baloch, got bullet and yet admitted in hospital. Today, Balochistan has changed into a battlefield. Universities, colleges, schools have been changed into FC and army camps. No Baloch is safe, and it is a big sin to be a Baloch. But on the other hand, Pakistani government have announced a package for Balochistan to make Baloch capable and give development. It is really amazing that if Pakistan is today existing, then because of Balochistan mineral and resources. How it come that Pakistan gave us package to such a rich region like Balochistan? Let us take our freedom. We will give poor Pakistan bigger packages. We don't need any package. We don't care for constitutional amendment. We are struggling just to liberate Balochistan from Pakistan enemy. We think this package is just an unsuccessful tactic to cool down the struggle for freedom, but we want to make it clear that Nawab Bukti, Balachmari, Dr. Khalid, Ghulam Muhammad, and the other Baloch martyrs didn't shed blood for package and provincial autonomy. They shed their blood for freedom. The 8,000 missing Baloch are not bearing torture for such packages, but they are the demander of freedom, and Baloch Karmachar, who are fighting on mountains just to the freedom of Balochistan. We appeal to UNO, Human Rights Organization, Amnesty International, Europe Union, to take action against the Pakistani injustice and Baloch nation genocide. Thank you.